And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Four Women, Four Health. Today, I am so grateful to introduce you to our latest topic, and I think you're going to walk away from this episode really feeling just inspired about your future and really just grateful, honestly, about what's to come this, like, throughout the holiday season, this upcoming year. We are actually going to talk about gratitude today, and not just gratitude because, you know, it's cliche and it's Thanksgiving time, but we actually just want to share with you that there is actually some scientific studies and proof that shows that there is a connection between a gratitude attitude and your gut health. So we're actually going to dive into that today. And our hope is that you walk away from this episode excited and motivated and ready to instill the habit of gratitude in your life long term for more reasons than one. So let's dive right in.
I'm so excited to be here with you guys. This is Meg Alaco Angel, IHP and educator, and I am a gut health specialist and mental wellness specialist. And for those of you that don't, and this topic particularly makes me excited to talk about because the gut and the brain are connected directly. And here on this call, I am with Dr. Morfitt, who is a chiropractor and knows everything about our nervous system and how that's connected to our gut health. And then Janelle, as an IHP2 and gut health and fertility specialist, she knows all about how that's directly connected. And truthfully, when you look at, you know, the imbalances in our gut, many of us do not correlate the fact that we're struggling with depression and anxiety, and that plays a role and is directly connected to the lack of good bacteria and diversity in our gut microbiome. And those gut microbes actually produce neurotransmitters and hormones and metabolites that affect our emotions and our thought process and behaviors. And so the foods and things that we're consuming on a daily basis can actually improve our gut microbiome and our mental health. And when we are aware of that, we can be more cognizant in terms of what we're consuming, who we're spending our time with, the tables we're sitting around, the foods that we're putting into our body, and whether or not they're nutrient dense, whole, nourishing foods or fake foods filled with synthetics and modified ingredients and dyes and GMOs and all those things. And so I feel more and more grateful, speaking of the topic of conversation, to learn all of this information and to be able to share it with people and help people make sense out of it. And I think that it's just really important because I know there's a stigma for many people. Not only do they not want to be the person that goes to, you know, Thanksgiving dinners or holiday parties and say, I have all these dietary restrictions, but sometimes people are embarrassed when they talk about the changes that they're making because there's just so much pressure when it comes to drinking alcohol, when it comes to eating things with gluten and dairy and all the pretty holiday drinks and artificial flavors that tend to pop up this time of year. And I feel like if you can take this information and share it with people and people know that it's coming from a good place because we want to help, you know, people become healthier and happier people. We recognize that we have a mental health crisis in this country and that we need to really make these connections so that people can be happier and recognize that they don't need to take a pill for the rest of their lives to live a balanced life and, you know, that we don't have to live in fight flight all the time because you don't feel, you know, that love and gratitude when you're living in a state of fear and anxiety and tension either. And so that's really important to understand too, that, you know, when you let go and you surrender and you really nourish your body in the right ways and allow your body to love you when you support it, because it will, that gives you the ability to love on others and care for others and, you know, love thy neighbor, as the good Lord would say. And so I think that we need to express more gratitude, you know, when we bring these conversations to the table too, and have more healthy dialogue surrounding these topics, because we can all learn a lot from each other.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't agree more. I really couldn't. And I think that it's so true that it's so common that coming from a family that has a lot of food sensitivities and restrictions and whatnot, it's so hard because being on the other side of it, like I was that person that used to be afraid to go to social events and go to Thanksgiving because I never wanted to be the person that was difficult or hurt somebody else's feelings after they poured like time, effort, love into making a Thanksgiving Day meal or, you know, whatever, a birthday or but then really understanding like how sticking to those adjustments really impacted my family for the better. I was caught between a rock and a hard place of like, okay, what to do? Like, and I think that in those situations, the most incredible thing that made an impact was simply just taking a step back and recognizing that not everybody fully understands the situation that our family is in. And just educating them in a way that allowed them to perceive our gratitude. Like, so for example, my son has celiac. I do as well. We had gene testing done, so we've confirmed it, and he gets quite a reaction. And just explaining to the family like all of the benefits that we've experienced while taking gluten away or eliminating dairy in his diet, and then them actually witnessing the improvements that he experienced, they naturally gained a respect for what we were doing. But I feel as though if we didn't make it a priority to set that boundary or to educate on why we were doing something, it wouldn't have blessed our family members as much as it has, because now some of our other family members are gluten and dairy free because they've made connections for their own children or their own personal health. And I just think that it's so important to just, instead of like being embarrassed about a situation that you're in, look at it as an opportunity. So say if you're the person that's going through the hardship that's like a little bit different than what other people commonly experience, look at it as an opportunity to bless someone else in educating them, informing them, send them a podcast, send them an article. If you don't feel like you can explain it yourself, like send them a resource so that they can listen on their own. And then if you're the person on the receiving end of this episode and you're like, oh, I don't have anything like that that I'm currently experiencing. If you're on the receiving end of this episode and you're like, oh, I can't really relate to that because we don't have like any big health issues in our family or any stipulations, this is a great opportunity for you to try to see it from a different point of view. Like if you have a family member that has a health restriction or a request, instead of taking it personally, maybe using that as an opportunity to learn something that you maybe don't know that could actually end up blessing you or somebody else that you love.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's also important to, you know, maybe you're the one hosting for the holidays and somebody has a specific goal in mind that they're trying to meet, or, you know, a diet or a lifestyle change that they're doing. It's not fair to ask them to take a step back during the holidays. So being able to learn from them and then support that only means that, like, when you get together for another gathering, you are able to support them and have them comfortable, and you're helping them achieve their goals. So I think that's super cool too.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like it's also like setting a boundary. I feel like if you can stay strong in the holidays with your own health goals, then you can get through anything. Like I feel like so often as a personal trainer and integrative health practitioner, people will say to me, well, I'll start after the holidays, or I'll start at the new year, or I just can't do this protocol because X, Y, and Z social event. And it's like, listen, there's always going to be a social event. There's always going to be a holiday. There's always going to be a reason not to start. But if you can prove to yourself that you know, that you can stick to something or commit to something or make a sacrifice, even when it's hard, then you'll be overflowing with gratitude with the results. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And we're modeling for our kids. And I think one of the things that can often, you know, be a struggle is that during the holiday season, there's so much overstimulation for kids. And then we have people that are, you know, feeding and fueling these children with junk. And it's coming from a good place, right? Like they want to give the kids the treats and, you know, grandparents love being able to spoil their grandchildren. And you have people that you see only a few times a year because of the holidays. And so they're bringing treats and things at work and parties and all of that stuff. And it's like, you find yourself, you know, okay, I'm just gonna let them have a little bit of this, and I'm gonna just let them have a little bit of this. And it sends mixed messages. And honestly, there's ways to be able to love on our children during the holiday season and not only create less overstimulation, you know, physically, but inside of their little bodies too, so that we can actually slow down and enjoy the holidays together as a family. And you don't have to have all of the things that glitter in order to be able to have a healthy and happy holiday season. The more stimulation, the more junk, the more sugar, the more dye, the more all of it, you know, the more not only are the kids going to be affected, which is then going to affect parents, you know, and our patience levels and our stress levels. And then it starts to become so overwhelming that, you know, nobody's grateful at the end of the day. And parents get frustrated because you feel like you're spending all this time and all this money and you're trying to make everything so magical for the kids. But at the end of the day, it's not even their fault that they can't express their gratitude because their poor little bodies are so overburdened, and not even little bodies, you know, teenagers and young adults too. Like they're so overburdened from all of it because you're just so distracted from the day to day that it's like, oh, I didn't realize that, you know, my kid had Starbucks 5 times this week, or my kids had, you know, candy at school every single day, or my kids had a donut, you know, for breakfast every single morning this week because it's the week before the holiday break. Like that stuff is really happening. And we're, you know, kind of like, we know it's happening, but we want to be like oblivious to it in a sense. Like we're in denial in many ways. And so I really think that, you know, when it comes to our kids and modeling gratitude for them, you know, how are they truly supposed to be grateful when we set them up, you know, to be in situations where they can't even express how grateful they are because they're so overstimulated, their bodies are so overconsumed by toxins and everything that's been going on over the last 2-3 months. You know, I mean, really, it starts with, I feel like, back to school, and then you jump into Halloween, and then from Halloween through the New Year's, it's just, you know, sugar, sugar, sugar season. And it's like, you know, how can we be upset with them for that? How can we be upset for these meltdowns that they're having on Christmas morning because they didn't get what they want when they're, you know, eating dye and licking frosting off their fingers and just
And I feel like, yeah, it's the same with that. Like what we were saying before, like it's the same. Like there's always going to be a holiday. There's always going to be a celebration. There's always going to be a special day at school. So like, at what point do we step in and say like, okay, enough's enough. Like there are other better ways that we can show love for our children. Yes. I feel like I've been put in so many situations where I don't want to, like throughout growing through becoming a parent, obviously when you become a parent, like you don't know what you don't know and you figure out as you go. But there's been so many situations where people will say, oh, I'll let them be kids, or I'm, you know, I'm a aunt, a grandparent, an uncle, like who, whatever and whoever. And they just want to enjoy, you know, I guess like spoiling or like, and sometimes as a parent you do too. Like I felt that before, like, oh, I just want to cheer them up today. But like, sometimes, like, exactly what you said that resonated, Meg, is that, like, sometimes when we do those things, like, the repercussions and the consequences are things that end up, like, angering us, like their behavior or the way that they're treating each other or their lack of concentration. And it's like we have to take a step back and really recognize that, like, we could really, really set them up for success by teaching them at this age, this young age, things that we can still do to show them love and appreciation, but that they could also become grateful for in the process because they actually feel the difference. Like, I will tell you that when I first became an IHP, my kids had such a, like, dirty look anytime I got the daily nutritional support shake and greens out. Like, they were like, oh, crap, she's going to try to make us a smoothie and call it a Hulk smoothie. And they would, like, run and hide. But today, I am in the middle of my functional medicine detox still. I'm on day 17, and I was making my shake, and I said, hey, Pauly, you know, should I do chocolate or vanilla? And he's like, you should do both. And so I was like, oh, that's a great idea, bud. I'll do one scoop of both. And he's like, and you know what? I could really go for one, too. And he was like, can you do half and half for me? And then I, like, so I did it. I added the greens, and then I frothed it with my frother, and he's like, oh, this is just so good. So it's so funny seeing that full circle moment of, like, oh, mom's trying to – I feel like it goes with kids too, like, not to get off topic, but when you educate them, like, this is one of my favorite tips for kids. If you're like, yeah, this sounds great, but, like, how do you do it? Just educate them. Just be like, buddy, you remember how, like, when you used to come home and eat junk after school, you used to be so angry at night and you didn't really understand why you couldn't, like, you know, you would get really – irritable and you didn't really get it. But then when we started to eat healthier options, like, you started to feel better. And so my son specifically, I mean, we've worked really a lot through his gut healing, and the daily nutritional support shake has been a huge support with trying to reduce some of the disruptive microbes in his gut. He feels better and he gets sick so much less. So I feel like he's made that connection and now he's grateful for that. So he's begging me for my shake powder. Now I'm trying it when I used to have to chase them around the house, like, here's a Hulk smoothie.
Isn't that I remember telling you that too. I was like, call it a Hulk smoothie, because I had to do the same thing. And it's funny because my son, he's asked me the last few mornings, mom, can you make a smoothie? Mom, oh, what flavor are you using today? Are you going to do berries with the vanilla? Are you going to do chocolate, peanut butter, banana? Like, and same thing. My kids were like, oh, what are you going to make me drink now? Like, mom, because it is hard, because the reality is that, you know, as practitioners, you know, we're doing the work and we're experimenting with our children and our families at home, like, so that we can be better in our practice and really help people. And, you know, based off of our experiences, be able to share knowledge that we know to be true. That we're seeing, you know, with our very own eyes every single day, you know, right in our own homes and from our own personal experiences. And it's funny because, Janelle, when you were talking about, you know, the kids, I think one of the things that you've shown is that when it comes to them, you know, being grateful, they're going to express gratitude for, you know, the things that you put effort into and the things that you make special for them. So, like, Janelle has been doing a really great job at making, like, these platters for her kids that, you know, they're balanced macros. They're able to come home, fuel after school, and they love it. And it's fruit and veggies and healthy proteins and healthy fats and, you know, good carbs. And it's like, it's literally like healthy stuff on a plate that her kids are excited for and grateful for now that they've been expecting it so much. And my kids are the same way. They love that kind of stuff. When I take the time to make that kind of stuff, they are like, mom, like, Morgan was like, mom, who did you make this, like, charcuterie board for? Because I made it a little thing with bowls yesterday. And I was like, oh, we were home together, so I figured I could do it for both of us. And she's like, oh, thanks. She's like, this is really nice, you know? And it's like,
wouldn't you guys agree that, you know, getting your children involved with it is almost you know, doing the work for you.
Yeah.
It's becoming ingrained in them. Yes. It's, you know, become a habit for them.
And they remind you. They remind mm-hmm. you when you're busy. I don't know about Janelle, I'm sure, because she's busier than me. But, like, they'll remind you to stop and, you know, mom, I need my supplements. Or, mom, you know, I need a smoothie. Did you drink your smoothie today? Can you make us a smoothie? Like, Ace will say those things to me. Morgan is now, as a teenager, I mean, she's 16. So, like, she's drinking Happy Juice and she's really seeing the benefits to that. And she's telling me and vocalizing that. And that was something at first that she kind of like was like, I only like water. I don't like putting anything in my water, mom. And now she's like, I can tell a difference when I have that. And I really like it before I go to dance class and before school. So it's like sometimes too, when it comes to gratitude and making these shifts and changes for your family, like you have to, you instead of pushing and forcing things on them and like going in there, like I know some of these moms are on Instagram and they follow people that are telling them basically that everything in their house is toxic. And then they freak out. And the next thing you know, you're going through your house and you're throwing all this stuff away and you're having a freaking conundrum because you're like, oh my gosh, my family's sick all the time and this is toxic and this is toxic. That is not good. That is not going to teach, you know, that's not going to teach your kids gratitude. But when they see, you know, especially because if they feel like you're taking away things that they love or your family members, your husband, your wife, your partner, you know, they feel like you're taking things away that they truly love, that's going to make it even harder. So you mm-hmm. have to come from a place of love. And truthfully, when you start making the choices, like I, you know, started this conversation with, to put the right things into your body, you're going to express more love and gratitude. Naturally, you are going to be a happier person. Things like your serotonin, you know, your dopamine, your cortisol, your melatonin, that is all going to be affected positively, you know, and regulated and balanced when you're putting the right things in your body to fuel that, because you need good bacteria in order to be able to produce those neurotransmitters and produce those hormones and produce the things that are essentially allowing your body to function the way that it needs to function to keep us healthy. And
people catch on to that. I think not just with children, but people catch on, you know, when you're eating better, feeling better.
Yes.
I mean, I know for me, my fiance will say I'm a happier person when I'm, eating cleaner and exercising. It's not just children.
So true. Well, mm-hmm. and we already know that processed food consumption and the amount of toxins that we're consuming, it is negatively affecting our brain. It is, I mean, our mental health in this country is not good as a whole. We have more kids and adults medicated than we've ever had before. Chronic illness is up over 50%. More than 50% of our kids are sick. I mean, this is not, you know, just satire information that we're getting off of certain sources that we follow on Instagram. This is the reality of the lives that we live and the futures, you know, that our children are going to have. If we do not decide to say, you know, we need to make a change. And so instead of, you know, being angry at people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and being, you know, skeptical of what he's going to do in office, we need to be grateful that we have somebody that's willing to come out there and say, like, we need to do more research. We need to make sure that we're protecting our children. We need to make sure safety is taken into account and that we're not just putting information out there and experimenting on kids and children and teenagers and all the things. But like, we know, you know, and we're informed when it comes to the everyday decisions and choices and things that we have to make when it comes to our kids and our individual health, you know? And so that is something to be grateful for in itself, that hopefully, you know, we're going to see some good changes, you know, over the next few years, and that people are going to be more willing to having these conversations on the regular and recognizing that people like us, you know, are really truly coming from a place of love.
Yeah, definitely. I think that I'm so grateful that you said that, because, and I didn't even mean to say grateful, but I really am so grateful that you said that, because I feel like And I'm just going to put it out there that I think that now more than ever, especially, it's also important to use this same train of thought when it comes to being open-minded about learning about why, because I know that that's like a whole nother thing that sometimes comes about during the holidays, and not to get into any political discussion whatsoever, but just another way that you can also just like, by the way, we haven't said this yet, but it's extremely important to understand that when you live in a space of gratitude, it helps to keep your stress levels down. Mm-hmm. And you can't heal when you're overly stressed. Gut is going to be in detriment if you're overly stressed. So if you're going to be with family members that maybe don't have the same views as you, that's okay. Like, what I recommend is like just using it as an opportunity to learn. Mm-hmm. I actually love talking to people that have different views than me, because I've trained myself to just absorb information. Like, if somebody has a different view than me, I just always am like, I want to understand why. So like, maybe I'll learn something in the process. So that's just another way too. Like, if that's something that people are like, oh, the holidays are so stressful and there's different people coming together and whatnot. Like, instead this year, like choose to keep your stress levels down and just kind of like absorb information and just be open to like learning and just like meeting people where they're at. Another thing that I just wanted to mention too, that you may want to implement, because you know me, I always like to give you some kind of tool to implement right away, is something that we started at our family dinner table probably about 6 months ago, is every couple of days we'll do like different themes at dinner. So we'll do like, what did you do today? More recently, we did like tell a funny story about your day. But then most nights, my kids actually will say, let's say what we're grateful for. And I love that it comes from them, because they know that one of the daily practices that I enjoy every morning, it takes like 60 seconds. I've done it for about 4 years straight, is I wake up and in my brain, I don't even say it out loud, I literally say, thank you for another day. And then I say 10 things I'm grateful for. And it sets me up for like a positive day, and my kids know I do that. And so when they caught on, they wanted to do it at dinner, and now it comes from them, and they'll just be like, you know, I'm grateful for this meal, I'm grateful for my friend Susie, like whatever. And it's just so cute and adorable, and it's just another really great way to just, I don't know, live in that like positive space and teach children how they do have control over the way that they feel, and also teaching them how to regulate their nervous system mm-hmm. in the process.
That's such a good tool to like take into the holidays, but then create a habit out of it and, you know, take that past the holidays. And I love that. I love looking back on what you feel so rich to have and grateful for.
Well, and yeah. It's like, that's the stuff that goes beyond the work that we do with people. Like, how, you know, can you continue your healing at home when you're not at the chiropractor, when you're not on a call with Janelle or I? Like, you're practicing these things and you're focusing, you know, on your mental wellness too, because you are your thoughts. And so if you're constantly stressed and dysregulated and you're thinking about all the things that you have to do on your to-do list and the dishes in your sink and the laundry that you have to do, mm-hmm. instead, I encourage you to think and shift your mindset into thinking more of, I'm grateful that I have family at home to sit around a table with, that I can prepare a meal for that results in lots of dishes in my sink. Or I'm grateful, you know, that I have all of these things to do on my calendar, because that means I have a lot of friends in my life that love me and want to spend time with me. I'm grateful, you know, that my child, you know, wants to sit next to me on the couch, even though there's an entire couch for them to sit on. And I crave personal space sometimes, but I know that they're not going to want to sit that close to me forever. Like, you have to constantly shift that mindset. And I will tell you, that's a choice. And that's something, you know, that you have to put into practice every day. But when you find yourself starting to do those things, you become less overwhelmed at, you know, the thought of all the things you didn't do, all the things, you know, that are overwhelming you and making you not feel grateful for those little things that, you know, in your life, you really know have made a difference and help you slow down and appreciate the small things. And so
it's definitely a mindset shift, mm-hmm. but it's going to be better for your overall health, your gut health, your mental health.
Mm-hmm. And the gut and the brain are directly connected. And that nervous system, you know, is one of the ways in which they communicate. And again, if we're in a constant state of fight flight all the time because we're so fearful and worried and afraid of what other people are going to think, instead of coming from a place of gratitude or showing people grace, like that's another thing. You can give people grace. People don't know sometimes what they don't know. And so you might find somebody, you might feel like they're being a little rude because they're making a comment about, you know, the restrictions that you have or your goals, but maybe it's because they don't know, or maybe it's because they're really struggling with their health. And instead of, you know, being able to be disciplined and make the strides that you are, they're having a hard time doing it. So it's easier for them to attack, you know, what you're doing that's positive versus, you know, to be vulnerable and share their struggle. We have to give people grace, and we know that everybody's struggling. We're not perfect people. We're not supposed to be. But there really is so much to be said when it comes to the scientific aspect of taking care of ourselves and what we consume and how it consumes us. And, you know, gratitude is really a practice that we truly have to put into play every single day, just like we have to choose to fuel our body with food and nutrient dense things. So I just pray that this holiday season that does not get lost along the way, and that we continue to remind ourselves, you know, the importance of our health and our wellness, and the fact that when we're healthy and happy, we can, you know, serve and love others. And that's what's going to bring us closer and keep us from being so divided. And we are definitely a very divided, you know, tired and sick culture. And I think so many of us are ready to heal. And so, and that starts with, you know, the things that we do every single day. So I'm grateful that we get to be a part of it, you know?
I couldn't agree more. And obviously, if you have any further questions, or you even just want to spark up a conversation with any of us about any of the things that we talk about on this page, feel free to reach out to us on our personal social media accounts, but also on the For Women For Health Instagram page. If you shoot us a message over there, or there's a specific topic that you're interested in us like discussing on the channel, please just feel free to reach out and let us know. But we just wish you a blessed holiday, and we look forward to seeing you next time on For Women For Health. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to For Women For Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.